Hi, I'm Pete Brown, XAML guy at Microsoft. I'm excited to introduce to you today WPF 4.5. WPF 4.5 has a ton of new features that you have specifically requested through user voice, through social media, through Connect, and through directly speaking with us in a variety of ways. It has great features such as async and await support. It has features such as binding delay and the ability to use the new ribbon control directly rolled into the platform. It has a lot of other features to help unblock the types of applications and scenarios that you are building. Let's take a look at a few of those features now. One of the more interesting features here is binding delay. So if you think about what goes on in the binding system whenever you change the value on a property under control, there are a lot of updates that go along with that. There are event handlers that get fired off. There's validation that happens. Perhaps you're even doing database lookups in the case of a text box property change and filling out list box controls, et cetera. So you wanted a way to be able to throttle the number of times that any given control is able to go and update values in the binding system. So we've added in this new delay property, and I'm going to show you an example of that using a slider control right now. So in this example, I have a slider. And that slider, when the user moves it, is going to send updates throughout the system every time they move that just a tiny bit. If I run this, you'll see tons of little updates go through and be reflected in the value in the text box. So here, tons of updates again going through. Every single one of those firing off event handlers, updates in the binding system. Adding in something as simple as delay equals 500 will let me say that every time that value stabilizes for at least 500 milliseconds, then I'm going to go and actually send the updates through the rest of the binding system. So now when I run this, if I move the slider around, you see no updates go through, no updates go through, and then if I stop, then the updates go through. Again, a great way to give you more control over how binding updates are performed. And you can set that value to any number of milliseconds that's appropriate. Something like 100 milliseconds is probably the best value. Another great feature is built-in support for the async and await keywords. These are new features of the runtime and of C# that are also used a lot on our Windows 8 system. So in WPF before, most developers have avoided building asynchronous code to call networking services and whatnot because that code was really cumbersome. Lots of callbacks, event handlers, especially if you had to have the results of one networking service call depend upon the results of another networking service call. So we want to make that a lot easier for you, and with the new async and await keywords, it makes it so it's just like a single line of code now. It's no longer all the different callback code. So let's look at that. So here I have a customer service, and this is just in an ASP.NET project, and I have two methods inside this WCF service. The first one gets the customer name, and the second one, if provided a name, greets the customer. Very simple stuff. I have a service reference that if I go and configure that, you'll see that it's generating task-based operations. This is the default. Generating task-based operations allows you to use task of T, and that enables support for async and await. If you don't want to use that, you don't have to. You can simply generate the asynchronous operations just like we did before. And then the code to execute these is just three lines of code here. I create the client just like I normally would. But then I can use this await keyword, and I can directly get back the results. Again, no callback. So I say var name equals await client.customername async, and that is returning a task of T, which the await keyword understands. In this case, it's a task of string. I get back that string, and then I'm able to pass it directly into the results, or directly into this get customer greeting async method. I run this really quick. You'll see how that works. Load data. It's going to make the first call. It's going to make the second call. My code doesn't have any callbacks. There we go. It's right there. The final feature I want to talk to you about today is cross-thread collection access. Cross-thread access has been a pain point for a lot of developers who want to have background loading of data in their view models. So for performance reasons, a lot of times it makes sense to spin up your UI and then have another thread that's loading lots and lots of data into your view models or into other data objects in the application. However, when you then run that application, you have to dispatch any calls that modify that collection from the other thread because that collection has references to the UI through the event handlers, through the binding system. If you don't do that, you're going to get a cross-thread exception, right? Now with collection synchronization, you provide to us as part of the system an object that we're going to use in WPF to lock that collection for each update. And then you enable synchronization and everything else is done for you. You no longer have to worry about dispatching those calls. If you want to have finer grain control over that, you can provide a callback yourself that you will use to manually manage the synchronization code. So let's look at that. So here's my view model, and I create an instance of this stocks collection. And then what I do to enable that synchronization, because you see here I'm spinning up a task and starting a new task which spins up another thread here, and inside that I'm adding individual items to that collection. But to enable synchronization, I simply call bindingoperations.enable collection synchronization. I pass it in the collection that I'm using, and I also pass it in this lock object, which is just a new object, right? And then it'll run. No exception at all. So really all we've had to add here is a single line of code. Again, great feature to help unblock some of the scenarios that you all are interested in your applications. So I'm really excited about WPF 4.5. I think we've added in a lot of targeted updates to really take care of issues that you have brought up. We've added a lot of performance improvements, and then we've added some of these things like enabling collection synchronization and weak events and tasks and async and await to make it so that you can make your applications much more responsive and much more fluid. Thank you.